This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Welcome back to the show. The devastation in the panhandle of Florida is just unbelievable. And I'm sad to say, because so many of our great Republican red state supporters live in that area, that region, Florida, the panhandle, Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia. Terrible, terrible event. Devastation left behind is just impossible to even explain. Panhandle resident says it was absolutely terrifying. Somebody who's watching from an aerial view says, I have no words to describe the devastation left behind. At least four deaths relate to the storm in Gadsden County, west of Tallahassee. Although, again, I will stress, shows the greatness of America. I mean, when China or Pakistan or India or Thailand have a major weather event, thousands of people die. Sometimes hundreds of thousands die. In a few cases in China, massive flooding killed millions in the history of China. But in the United States, one of the most awful hurricanes to ever hit our mainland hits, and there are at least four deaths. Now, maybe that'll go up, and it might be 8 or 10, but the reality is we're pretty darn good. We do a good job of keeping our people safe, and I believe that President Trump and FEMA did a good job as well. But at least four deaths were linked to the storm in Gadsden County. Victims include a man who died when a tree crashed on his home in Greensboro. An 11-year-old girl was killed on Wednesday when a carport was torn away and sent hurtling into the modular home she was in. But the good news is the total is four. Aerial footage showed widespread damage. CNN's Brooke Baldwin said, I have no words to explain what I saw. It's gone. It's obliterated. I've never seen anything like this in my life. So some bad stuff. Panhandle resident in Panama City says it was just terrifying. And a reporter and photojournalist from the Tampa Bay Times ventured to Mexico Beach early Thursday. That's a Florida panhandle town. And found the town of almost 1,000 impassable. They saw destroyed homes, some with staircases leading to doors suspended 10 feet in the air with nothing on the other side. Entire structures washed away. Refrigerators and toilets and piles of soggy furniture strewn across properties. And you've got an army of rescue people out there now. The heroes of the United States. Law enforcement officers, thousands of them, and search and rescue teams and firefighters out trying to find and save survivors. One of the great things about America, we've got so many heroic people. So thank you, all of you, first responders, for everything you've done. Back to politics, because that's what I do on this show, right? I mean, I'm not afraid to go into politics even on a day of tragedy, because politics is what we talk about. That's why you tune in. Obama had a secret plan to validate the Clinton victory if Donald Trump would not accept it. New report is out. Michael Goodwin and Maria Harf were talking about this. Former President Obama had a plan to validate the 2016 election in the event that then-candidate Donald Trump lost and challenged the results. Obama administration officials told the New York Magazine a bipartisan plan was in place, of course, because there's so many Trump haters in the GOP, just in time for the election to certify the results and prove that, you know, it doesn't matter if Trump said yes or no, it had to be accepted, Hillary won. And I mentioned this on my radio show, that I went to the third debate. It was in Las Vegas, Nevada, between Trump and Hillary Clinton. I was there at the third debate as a guest of President Donald Trump. And I said to my good buddy who was attending the event with me, Jared, I leaned over and I said, Jared, Trump missed one opportunity tonight, only one. He was great, but he missed one opportunity. They asked him, will you accept the results if you lose? And he should have answered back, yes, I will, but now I want to go on national TV and put Hillary on the mark. You know, are you going to accept the results if I win? And she would have laughed on national TV and said, if you win, really? Of course I'll accept the results if you win. Knowing in her heart, in her brain, that he could never win. That's what she thought. He could never win. So Trump missed that opportunity. Should have put Hillary on record as saying, yes, if Trump wins, I will accept the results. It was the only miss of President Trump's three debates. He did a great job at all three. But the end result is none of them thought he had any chance to win, and they were so certain they had a secret plan in place to validate Hillary's victory if he did not accept that victory. More interesting talk today, interesting news. United Nations has put out a report on climate change and global warming. And they say by the year 2100, I know none of us will be alive then, it's a long time from now, but by the year 2100, they think that there has to be a $240 per gallon gas tax to fight climate change and to limit global warming. $27,000 per ton of gasoline, and that would add up to $240 per gallon in gas tax. And in 2030, which is only 12 years away, the report says the carbon tax would need to be as high as $5,500, equivalent to $49 per gallon of gas in tax alone. This was all reported today as a UN report. This is how crazy liberals are. I've said it before and I'll say it again. They want us to live by horse and buggy. They want us to use candles instead of electricity to save the environment. And they want us to, you know, never drive our cars again. They want us to live in carless cities like, you know, New York City. If they could ban cars from the center of New York, they would, and every other major city. And you know what? I'm not going down that route. You know, excuse the pun, but I'm not. And I know you're not either. Liberals are just plain crazy, and they want to ruin our quality of life. And don't forget another thing, by the way. I argue this in every one of my books. I've written 12 books, or I'm on book number 12 now. I've released 11 of them, and I'm on book number 12 for Newsmax's publishing division called Humanix, and that book will be out in 2019. It's called Trump Rules. I've said in every one of my books, the greatest jobs in America, what makes this a great country for the middle class, is energy jobs. Those are the best jobs in the country. A study was out a couple of years ago. I quoted in my book, The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. That study said that the average oil job in Texas pays $150,000 a year. That's how you live a great middle class to upper middle class life. That's how you go from poor to middle class to upper middle class and live a great life and join a country club and go on vacations with your family and drive nice cars. It's because you have nice jobs that pay fantastic wages. The oil industry pays fantastic wages. Fossil fuels, coal pays good, solid wages. You know what pays crappy wages? Green energy. They pay nothing. And that's why we want to stay away from becoming a green energy nation. That's why we want to keep fracking, and we want to keep drilling, and we want to keep coal mining. Because that's what is the best jobs, that's what creates the most plentiful jobs, that's what creates the high-paying jobs, that's what creates the cheapest fuel. So your electric bill is $200 a month instead of $2,000 a month, and therefore you have money to spend on going out to eat and going on vacation and living a great life. And that's the deal. Quality of life. The Republicans and conservatives are for quality of life, and liberals want to destroy your quality of life in the name of climate change and global warming. If you're not convinced that liberals are crazy yet, you will after this one. The Equality Institute says don't say pregnant women. People of all genders can become pregnant. They don't want you to ever say pregnant women again. That would be an affront to all the men out there, I guess all the gay men and the transgender men who are pregnant. I don't even know what to say anymore to liberals. I really don't. The self-styled global research and creative agency whose stated purpose is to advance gender equality and prevent violence against women and girls has advised its 10,000 followers to try using the phrase pregnant people, because people of all genders can fall pregnant. People of all genders can become pregnant because people of all genders can have reproductive organs to do so, the Institute stated. Consider all people when using language, including trans and non-binary folks, and ensure that your language is inclusive of everyone when talking about pregnancy or anything else. Language matters. The Equality Institute's advice was not well received. Thousands have now erased posts accusing the group of undermining what it means to be a mother, among other things. I mean, I don't know what to say, so I'm going to move on. What do the worst run states have in common? And by the way, we're going to start taking calls when we get back from the break. So let's make sure I give out the number, 833-WAR-TALK. You'll see it at the bottom of the screen. 833-WAR-TALK for Wayne Allyn Root. 833-927-8255. Give us a call and weigh in on all the biggest issues of the day. Of course, the biggest issue of the day has to be the falling stock market. It's down 1,501 points in 1 week, and in the last 2 days, over 1,300 points. And I agree with Donald Trump, and I've said this in many of my newspaper articles and many of my columns at conservative websites, that the Fed is run by liberals who hate Trump and loved Obama. And they spent 8 years saving Obama and propping Obama's horrible economy up by keeping interest rates at zero, never raising interest rates, artificially at zero, didn't belong there, never raising interest rates ever, one time in 8 years. And also by dropping money out of a helicopter. You know, they call the Fed, you know, the helicopter, because they dropped the money out of a helicopter onto the Wall Street to make everybody on Wall Street rich and make the head of Goldman Sachs rich and all the people getting stock bonuses and stock options rich. But the rest of us get poor because that money is now the national debt. Under Obama, the debt went from $10 trillion to $20 trillion. It doubled, and it was more debt than all the other presidents in the history of America combined. Amazing. Under Trump, they raise interest rates, and they raise interest rates, and they raise interest rates. It's like a kamikaze attempt to destroy the American economy, destroy the booming stock market, destroy the booming real estate market, destroy the booming GDP, destroy the booming jobs market. The Fed is against our interests. They've raised interest rates, I've lost track, 7 or 8 times since Trump's become president. They raised them once in 8 years under Obama, but they've raised them 7 or 8 times in a year and a half under Trump, and they keep talking and promising they're going to raise them more? Are you kidding me? Are you like a suicide bomber trying to destroy the American economy in the name of liberalism? Who's running the Fed? Fire them. They're unaccountable. They're out of control. They're trying to hurt the economy. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Call us. We'll be right back. 833-WAR-TALK. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
War now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Two special, beautiful young ladies are watching at home. My daughter, Contessa, and her best friend, Rebecca. Contessa's 10. Her best friend, Rebecca's 15. And the two of them are sitting in my living room at this moment watching the show. I actually told them to watch it yesterday for 5 minutes just to see Contessa's daddy on national TV, knowing she would not be interested in politics at the age of 10. And they told me today, we love your show. We watched the entire thing. We turned it on for a minute. We kept watching. And we're going to watch it again today. And I just spoke to Contessa. She's got it on right now. And so Contessa, 10, and Rebecca, 15, are watching the show. And I told you, it's been amazing that most of our callers for the last couple of months have been women. And most of my fan mail has been women. And usually Republican conservative talk radio and talk TV are just a guy's audience, you know. And so we're making some changes in the demographics and the electorate. I think I have a hand in helping. Just show women a better way. You don't have to be a Democrat. You don't have to be a liberal. Well, if I can convince 10-year-olds and 15-year-old women to watch the show, then I must be doing something right. So I'm glad Contessa and Rebecca are watching. Hello from Dad. Let's thank the sponsor of the show, by the way. I tell you all the time how bad government is, how bad government agencies are, and under Obama it was just multiplied. Times 1,000. And the IRS came after me and they tried to destroy my life. They tried to ruin me. They tried to wreck me. And And by doing that, they tried to wreck my family, and I take that personally. And what do? I went out and hired. I interviewed all the best tax lawyers in the country, and I went out and hired one of them, Sam Lannis of the Lannis Tax Group. And I'm a guy who turns lemons into lemonade. You know, I wrote the book, The Power of Relentless, and it was all about turning lemons into lemonade. You take something bad, you turn it into something good. And not only did we beat the IRS once, we beat them twice, and I didn't owe a penny, thanks to Sam Lannis. But then I went to him and said, why don't you become the sponsor of my local radio show in Vegas? And he did. And he did fantastic, and lots of people called him and hired him for their service to fight the IRS. And so I said, why don't you become the sponsor of my national radio show? And he did. And I said, why don't you become the sponsor of my national TV show? And he did. And so here we are now. Sam Lannis, sponsor of everything I do. And he's doing fantastic, and he's built this amazing business. And he's not an IRS resolution company, which are all the ones that advertise. They're not lawyers. Sam Lannis is an attorney, and therefore you have attorney-client privilege. Nothing you say to him can ever go anywhere else. And he gives you a free consultation, and he tells you exactly what's going on, exactly what's wrong, exactly what his game plan is, exactly what it'll cost, and exactly how long it'll take. You can't do better than that. No salesman, no hype, no BS. Just a great attorney, Sam Lannis, and his staff, which are all attorneys. 800-WE-HELP-YOU. Call him. If you have an IRS problem, he beat the IRS for me twice, and I had the weight of the entire government of the United States against me. Sam Lannis is that good, and he's not expensive. His costs are shockingly reasonable. 800-WE-HELP-YOU. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-934-3578. LannisTaxLaw.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show. Let's take Stuart on line four. He has a bone to pick with me. He doesn't agree with what I said. Go ahead, Stuart. Hit me with your best shot. What's going on?
Bone to pick with you, but the chairman of the Fed was appointed by Donald Trump. He's a Republican.
I'm well aware.
The reason I called was you were mentioning that all the liberals on the Fed, but the majority of the Fed are Republicans, and the chairman of the Fed is appointed by Donald Trump. He's a Republican.
Let me give you my answer. The chairman of the Fed is doing a crappy job, and I'd fire him right now, except the problem is I don't believe you can fire him. I guess he serves at the president's leisure, so my guess is maybe you can ask for his resignation. But who cares? Right. Trump appointed him. Trump should fire him. He's doing a lousy job. But as far as the idea that all Republicans... They're all a bunch of Ivy League eggheads, and whether they're Republican or not...
I'm just responding to what you said on the air, that they were, quote, a bunch of liberals, and that's not true.
Well, there are
a bunch of crappy Republicans that are on there.
Yes, right, so go with that. And liberals, you don't think there's leftover Fed members from Obama? Of course there are. But are there crappy Republicans?
There's two out of six.
All right, well, the other four are crappy Republicans, and I'd say they're probably as Republican as Lisa Murkowski and Jeff Flake and Bob Corker and Jeb Bush. They're a bunch of rhinos, and they're Ivy League idiots, right?
And Ted Cruz and Lindsey Graham, they're not Republicans.
Boy, Ted Cruz is fantastic. What's wrong with Ted Cruz? Yeah, he hung up. I have no idea what that last snide remark was about, but I'm a class act, baby. Ted Cruz didn't like Donald Trump, but I always liked Ted Cruz anyway. Matter of fact, there's a picture of me and Ted Cruz hanging on my wall. Ted Cruz is a great guy. He's a solid conservative Republican, and he believes in all the same principles as me. I may like Donald Trump better. I wanted Trump for president. I wanted Ted Cruz to stay right where he was as a United States Senator from Texas, or maybe appointed to a Supreme Court role. Ted would be great as a Supreme Court justice, but Ted is a real constitutional conservative. He's not a rhino in any way, shape, or form. Fantastic. A little bit of a surly personality, but a fantastic conservative and a constitutionalist. Ted, I still love you.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
War now.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump arrived aboard Air Force One in Macon, Georgia, to survey the damage left by Hurricane Michael. The president then was asked about Senator Elizabeth Warren's DNA test, which revealed that she is 1/1000th Native American.
She owes the country an apology. What's the percentage? 1/1000?
I don't have the exact number.
Okay, tell me when you have the percentage. Tell me what.
What about the money that you told her you would?
You mean if she gets the nomination in a debate where I was going to have her tested? I'll only do it if I can test her personally.
A child in Florida has become the first person to die from the flu this season. That's according to the state health officials. The child who tested positive for influenza B died sometime during the week of September 30th. Dr. Tara Narula joined CBS this morning.
What this is a strong, clear message to parents about the importance of vaccination.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers,
help, please.
High-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes. And they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me. Is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
I want to give you a little education lesson. Here in Las Vegas, where I live, we've got a liberal, ultra-liberal newspaper. We've got an ultra-conservative newspaper that's fantastic called the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and I am the national columnist for national politics, the national political columnist, opinion columnist, and it's now being syndicated all over the United States, my column, starting with my next column on Sunday. You know, it's a national syndication through Creator Syndicate. Fantastic. It's owned by Sheldon Adelson, probably the finest and biggest Republican donor in the United States of America. Thank you, Sheldon. What a great guy. Without you, I don't know where the Republican Party would be. Thank God for Sheldon Adelson. Thank God for Israel, for Sheldon Adelson, right? I don't know where Israel would be without Sheldon's donations to Republican causes and asking them to fight for Israel. But there's a very liberal newspaper called the Las Vegas Sun. It's run by Brian Greenspun. Brian Greenspun is a registered Republican and says all the time in his columns, he gives himself cover by saying he's a registered Republican. But I hate Trump, and Trump's the worst person in the world, and Trump is Hitler, and Trump's a Nazi, and Trump's the KKK. He is the most hateful, I mean, what he writes is hate speech, the most hateful anti-Republican, anti-Trumper in the history of the world, and he hates everyone with a Republican next to their name, an R next to their name, and he believes in nothing I believe in, the exact opposite of everything I believe in, but he calls himself a Republican. So what does it mean to have an R next to your name? We've also got the biggest CEO in the whole town, the head of MGM, is Jim Murren. Jim Murren is so liberal, it's pathetic. Jim Murren and Brian Greenspun are extreme, extreme, extreme radical Democrat bleeding hearts who believe in nothing I believe in, nothing any of you believe in, and the things they believe in make me sick to my stomach. I want to vomit. They're so bad. Jim Murren is a registered Republican, too. So what does it prove to be a registered Republican? John Kasich is the Republican governor of Ohio. He hates Trump and everything Trump does, and I love everything Trump does. So Trump's a Republican. I'm a Republican. You guys aren't Republicans. You just have an R next to your name. So the fact that there are people on the Federal Reserve Board, I'm sure there are many Obama holdovers, too, by the way, but if there are Republicans on there, they're just Ivy League egghead Republicans in name only, rhinos. It doesn't mean anything. They don't believe in the same things as you and I. They don't believe in low regulation and low taxes. They believe in cutting interest rates when Obama's president to save his butt and try and keep us from an Obama Great Depression and hide what an incompetent loser and extreme radical socialist he was. And then when Trump's president, raise interest rates, raise interest rates, raise interest rates, raise interest rates. 7 times, I believe, it's happened since Trump's been president for a lousy year and a half. 7 times. So I don't know what you call someone like that. I call someone trying to kill the American economy. But under Obama, they tried to help the economy. For Obama, they tried to hurt it under Trump. I call someone like that a Democrat traitor, not a Republican. All right. Speaking of the economy, one of the great things going on is the stock market's been dropping the last couple of days has been the fact that gold is finally out of its doldrums, and gold's been going up. And, of course, our show is sponsored by the U.S. Gold Bureau. It's owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository, which means you can trust U.S. Gold Bureau more than anyone else you see in any of these other ads on television or here on radio, whether you're listening to Rush or Hannity or Levin or Savage. You can't trust anyone the way you could trust the U.S. Gold Bureau because the state of Texas chose them to run the Texas Bullion Depository. That's amazing. That's amazing. And they've helped hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about and buy and sell precious metals. So, I mean, they're an amazing company, and I'm very proud that they've agreed to sponsor not only my TV show, but my national radio show. Thank you, U.S. Gold Bureau. Now, the Dow is down over 1,000 points. I think it's 1,300 points in 2 days, over 1,500 points in a week, major sell-offs in every index, and yet gold still below historic prices. Don't be a day late or a dollar short with your valuable portfolio. Protect your wealth. Gold is wealth insurance. It's there for a rainy day. When things go bad, you can count on gold. If there's a war, you can count on gold. If there's a terror attack, you can count on gold. If there's a, you know, an attempt to hurt one of our national international leaders and people are scared, you can count on gold. And if the stock market crashes or there's a dollar crisis or a debt crisis, you can count on gold. And so you want to call U.S. Gold Bureau. They've got professional advisors who will customize the right package. And how about this? They will never be undersold. Never undersold. The longest bull market in history could be correcting. I hope not. But that's what markets do. There are corrections. And there's also been a long bear market in gold. And it finally is coming out of the doldrums, up almost $30 an ounce today. An amazing day for gold. Well, the market was way down because people run to protection of gold. Gold is wealth protection and wealth insurance. So call them. They will not be undersold. And ask them about the Wayne Allyn Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. No, it's not my company. They just named a package after me only. Great deal only for the listeners to my radio show and the viewers of my TV show. The Wayne Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. Call them. 800-885-GOLD. 800-885-GOLD. 800-885-4653. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. And tell them Wayne sent you, and you will not be undersold. All right, we got lots of callers, full boat. We've got Nathaniel from Michigan. Nathaniel, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind today, Nathaniel?
Good, good. So real quick, I was wondering if you could, as a conservative, tell me how you guys justify spending $25 billion on a border wall. And, like, where is our return on investment going to come from?
All right, so you are a liberal, I assume? Is that you're against the wall, or you're just a liberal in general, or only when it comes to the wall are you against the wall?
Well, I would say I'm independent, but I just don't see where the return on investment is going to be from a border wall.
Wow. I have no trouble answering the question. To me, it's the easiest answer ever. It's one of the great investments in the history of the world. I mean, I'm Jewish, and I love Israel. And Israel had 10,000 terror attacks a year. So they built a gigantic wall against their neighbor, Palestine, filled with the enemies of Israel. And since they built that wall, less than 10 terror attacks a year versus 10,000. Amazing results. I live in a walled, gated, beautiful complex, one of the most beautiful places to live in all of Las Vegas. Las Vegas is one of the most dangerous cities in America. Crime out of control. You got to fight for your life in certain areas of Las Vegas. I live in a beautiful suburban area called Anthem Country Club, and there's a wall around our, I think it's 1,500 homes behind the wall, which is all built on a golf course, and there are guards with guns at the entrance, and the only way you get in is to go through a wall and then meet with guards with guns and give them your ID, government-issued photo ID. If you don't have it, you're denied entrance to my country club. There's no crime. There is no crime. It's like living in Mayberry, USA.
Right.
So when you say, well, build a wall, what's the return? What is a life worth? How many people are killed every year in this country by terrible, terrible illegal aliens? How much money is spent on welfare and food stamps? They're bankrupting our country. They've ruined our schools. They've ruined our hospitals. My God, we got to keep them out. There's no sovereignty to a nation without a border. We need a wall. We need a wall. That's it. Astronomical.
Is there any ways that we could invest less money possibly in a more border security without the wall? I mean, it just seems like
I'm not going to argue.
$25 billion.
Yeah, Nathaniel. But
$25 billion.
Our budget is over $4 trillion a year. $25 billion is a drop in the water. Liberals spent $25 billion on one state's welfare. It's nothing. Do you know what the savings will be for this country in wages for the average middle-class worker not to have to compete anymore with hordes of illegals that come over the border every year that steal our jobs? I mean, look, I'm a white guy. And I'm an Ivy League educated guy, and I'm a guy who has a high income. I'm fighting for black Americans and Hispanic legal Americans that are at the bottom of the economic ladder, and you're competing for jobs. Those groups are competing for jobs with all these millions of illegals that come in our country, and they're losing wages, and they're losing quality of life, and they're losing jobs. So I'm fighting. I'm being very liberal here. I'm fighting for black Americans. I'm fighting for Hispanic Americans. I'm fighting for every American that's at the bottom of the economic scale, your jobs are being stolen by people coming across that border. But our children's future is being stolen by a bankrupt nation that's $21 trillion in debt and counting, and all that debt is being compounded by illegals collecting welfare and food stamps and housing allowances and free health care and earned income tax credits. We've got to get a handle on who comes in our country. The way to do it is a wall plus more border guards plus, I would say, drones by the thousands flying over that wall to make sure they report back to the border guards and tell them if someone's trying to dig under or get over the wall. I mean, I think there's no amount of money you would spare for extreme vetting and for a wall and for national security to keep our country safe and my children safe. No amount of money. Thank you, Nathaniel. Let's take Larry in Miles City, Montana. Larry in Montana, how are you, man?
Hey, Wayne, I'm doing good. Boy, do I love your show.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to tell you now something that probably will make you giggle a little bit, but I come from a small town in Montana. I go to my AA meetings for the last 5.5 years. Saturday, we had a small group. There was only 4 men in there, and this one woman came in, and she was so upset, and I ran the meeting, and I said, does anybody have a topic, solution, or problem to talk about? So she started talking about Kavanaugh.
I knew you were going to say that.
Then she turned around and started hitting everybody, and she said, looked at me and says, and I could never live with you being a drunk as you are. And then she went and said, tell all your sons that they can go out and rape anybody they want. And then she stormed out and she says, I just can't take it in here with these men. I have to get out of here. I'm so uncomfortable. Slammed the door and left. That was my first encounter.
Yeah, I mean, by the way, let's not sound sexist. This is not because she's a woman. It's because she's a liberal. And liberals, liberalism is a mental illness. They're all nuts. They're all absolutely nuts. Larry, I'm sorry you had to live with that for an hour. Thank God. Can you imagine if you had to live with that for the rest of your life? Just thank God you don't know her. Can you imagine living with that person? Can you imagine living at the Thanksgiving table with a liberal across you hates Trump? How about the dinner table for Christmas with a liberal? Because every time I tell my liberal friends, remember, I'm Jewish, so I have lots of liberal friends and liberal relatives. Every time I tell them, don't talk politics, let's have a nice night, they can't help themselves. They immediately start talking politics. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves Liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their healthcare. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813.
Employees of J.D. Milburg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allen Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains five different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today. It will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
War now.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back, Wayne Allen Root. Anyone who watches the show knows there's been a transformation in my life, the way I look, my face, my body. Lost weight, gained muscle, and I did it by eating the most of my life and working out the least of my life. Does that make any sense? Well, yeah, if you do it right, if you got a coach who teaches you how to do it right, so that you can work out 30 minutes a day, 35 minutes a day, and eat a ton of food, multiple meals per day, more than I've ever eaten, and yet I lost 10 pounds and gained about 20 pounds of muscle. I look like Popeye the Sailor Man under this suit. It's really quite amazing. And I weighed 190 when I started. I weigh 180 now. All because of Cetogenics. Thank you, Cetogenics. They're not a weight loss clinic. They've got nothing to do with weight loss. They have to do with making you healthy and younger again. Thank you for making me great again. Thank you for making me young again. Not only do I now have a five-night-a-week TV show at the age of 57 here on Newsmax TV, but I've now got a sports fantasy football show every weekend. This weekend, actually, I'll give you the news tomorrow. It'll be on Fox Sports affiliates all over the United States, and then the following Sunday, it'll be on CBS Sports Network, and so we're going to reach like 100 million combined homes with me as the host of a sports show. I don't think there's another 57-year-old in the United States of America that has two TV shows. Quite amazing. I owe it to Cetogenics. Call them. Ask for your free, no-obligation consultation. If I could do it, you could do it. Anyone could do it. Call 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER. Toll free anywhere in the United States. 888-YOUNGER. If you want to be fatter, don't call. If you want to feel crappy, don't call. If you want to look worse, don't call. But if you want to be thin, you want to feel great and look great and be young again, call 888-YOUNGER or go to Cinegenics.com. C-E-N-E-Genics. G-E-N-I-C-S. Cinegenics.com. Let's take Tom in New Franklin, Ohio. Line 1. Tom, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Tom, are you there? I guess not. Let's move on to Rob on line 2 in Middle River, Maryland. Rob, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. Pretty good. Tell you why I called. I'm going to give you a triple question, and they're all related to the president and George Soros. So here we go.
Okay.
He sees the disruptions going on. Why isn't the president doing anything about it? Does he have something up his sleeve? And could Soros be blackmailing him? There are the three questions. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to tell you, I don't have an answer to any of those. I could make a stab at him and make guesses, but I have no idea why he doesn't do anything. I mean, you need Jeff Sessions to cooperate to do things, and either Jeff Sessions is being blackmailed, speaking of being blackmailed by the left and by Soros and by the Democratic Party, and they got photos of Sessions doing something with somebody shouldn't be doing it with. I've always felt that Sessions is being blackmailed, and I think right after the election, Trump's going to fire Sessions. He's going to name a new attorney general, maybe Lindsey Graham, by the way, and that would mean Nikki Haley could become the United States Senator of South Carolina. That could be the methods, the madness of what's going on with Nikki Haley. That would make the Democrats scream with agony because, of course, they tried to say that Nikki Haley hates Trump and she's resigning because of something Trump did, when in reality it may be a plan to, to lift Lindsey Graham up as Attorney General and to stick Nikki Haley into that role as United States Senator of South Carolina to replace Lindsey Graham. But in any case, look, you need Jeff Sessions as Attorney General, head of the DOJ, to cooperate in a major way to go after someone as big as a guy worth, I don't know, $60 billion, George Soros. So I have no idea what the machinations are behind the scenes. I don't believe Donald Trump can be blackmailed by anybody. The whole key to Donald Trump is you can't blackmail him. How do you blackmail Donald Trump? Everything's out there. Donald Trump is a barbarian. Donald Trump is a guy who does whatever he wants to do. Donald Trump is a guy who cheated on his wives. He doesn't care if you know it. Donald Trump can't be blackmailed. He tells it like it is, and he's not embarrassed by anything he does or anything he says, some of which sometimes even make me cringe. He doesn't care. So you can never blackmail Donald Trump. That's what's great about him. So there's no one blackmailing Donald Trump. Trust me. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, I guess the frustration is that he sees what's going on. He sees all the riots, all the hatefulness, and he doesn't even mention his name. That's what drives me up a wall. And I like
yeah,
that.
And I'm with you.
I just don't understand it.
No, I'm with you. I'm not fighting you. I'm with you. I think that I think there must be charges you could bring George Soros up on for, you know, encouraging the mob, encouraging violence, fomenting violence and rioting and unrest. But maybe it's a very hard thing to prove. It's a very slippery slope from free speech to encouraging violence. Not quite sure if you could prove it. Or maybe he's just got an incalcitrant, uncooperative Attorney General Jeff Sessions. I don't know. Or maybe Donald Trump's so busy making America great again and making the economy great again and creating jobs and GDP and the lowest Hispanic unemployment in history and the lowest black unemployment in history, that maybe he just doesn't even care. Let your source do what he wants and waste his money. I'm going to win anyway. And he is. Trump's obviously on his way to a big, I think, landslide victory in 2020. And I think we're on our way to a huge November 6th. And it's going to be red Republican victories everywhere on November 6th. We're going to hold the House and we're going to expand the Senate. So maybe Trump just doesn't care. And he says, let him waste his money. I don't know. You know, I'm not Donald Trump and I'm not in his shoes. So, you know, until you've walked 1,000 miles in a man's shoes, you probably can't say anything. I haven't walked in Donald Trump's shoes. That's my only answer. Let's take.
Thanks for your long explanation, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Rob. I hope it wasn't too long. All the lines just filled up, and the show is over. I'm so sorry, but all of you, including Ron, have been waiting patiently in Las Vegas, one of my locals. Just call back tomorrow at the start of this show, and I'll make sure we get you right away. Or you can call at the start of my radio show, and I'll make sure I get you right away. But we're done for the night. And I want to tell you, on my radio show, I read this. There's really no time to do it tonight on TV, but I'll open my show tomorrow with the new study by the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. The worst-run states in America and the best-run states in America for the last decade. Every one of the worst-run Democrat, every one of the best-run Republican. And I want you to hear which states make those lists. It's really quite amazing. You don't want Democrats running your country. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. God bless you. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow.
ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Topical.com.